We're now going to talk about the Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach. So there is a, and that's going to be the next Raya in the Gemara, but we have to first just get a little bit of a running start. So let's just begin with a basic overview here. There's an Isser after Chatzos, that Isser is the Ikar Adin, to do Malacha on Erev Pesach. We spoke about this, I believe, when Pesach came around. Those of you who are still with us in Yeshiva. And we said it's something that a lot of people don't realize. You know, people think, and it's true on all the other Yom Tovim and on Shabbos, that there's an inyan not to do malacha on Erev Shabbos. There's an inyan. How beautiful it is. You know, one of the things that I've really enjoyed during this period of Corona is that we're home and there isn't so much going on. So on Fridays, I've been showering at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and getting dressed for Shabbos. And it's a whole different experience. Being ready for Shabbos at 1:30 in the afternoon, and then, you know, relaxing and learning a little bit and waiting for Shabbos. It's something you don't normally do because you're usually out running errands and picking up the kids from school. So normally we assume that on Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, there's an inyan to not do work. But when it comes to Pesach, there is an actual halacha, an iser, me'ikar adin. You're not allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Point number one. When is Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach is from Chatzos. What about in the morning? So here, there's a very famous mishnah that we talked about in the very beginning of the year, around Sukkot time, when we were discussing the halachas of Yom Tov Sheni. Because a lot of the discussion revolved around this mishnah of Makom Shenagu Lasos Malacha. That's the very beginning of the fourth parak in Pesachim. So the mishnah there says that there were chalukei machloksim regarding the morning of Erev Pesach. Some communities did malacha, and some communities did not do malacha on Erev Pesach, on the morning of Erev Pesach. But everybody holds that once Chatzos comes, so there's an Isser Me'ikar Adin. And what we'd like to try to understand today is a little bit, where does that Isser come from? What is the Yisod of that Isser? So Tosfos here on the page quotes from Yerushalmi, which I hope you had a chance to look through. I don't know how many opportunities you've had in your life to learn Yerushalmis. So this, I hopefully, was a nice experience for you to learn a little bit of Yerushalmi. And Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi and summarizes it. And the Yerushalmi basically says that the reason why there's an Isser Malacha is because it's the Zman of the Karbon. And whenever a person brings a Karbon, he has an Isser on him of Asiyas Malacha. And the Yerushalmi quotes it from a Pasuk. It sounds like it's a Din D'Oraisa. Shom Tizbach, the Gemara there quotes, the Yerushalmi quotes. And the Gemara learns from the fact that it only says, it doesn't say that you have to do the Shechita yourself. You're allowed to have a Shliach do all the process of the Karban. And yet, it still calls it your Karban. What makes it your Karban? The Shliach's doing it. What's the Halacha for you? And the Halacha for you, the Yerushalmi learns, is that while your Karban's being brought, you're not allowed to do malacha. And this is true by a yachid. When a yachid brings a karbon, that day for him is like a yontif. He's not allowed to do malacha. There's an iser asiyas malacha on the day that you have when you bring your own karbon. So karbon Pesach, we all bring a karbon. So we all have an iser malacha. And when is the zman of karbon Pesach? The zman of karbon Pesach starts at Chatzos. Let's just remind ourselves, just in case we don't remember. Normally the halacha is that the butt ends of karbanos are the karban tamids. We start off the day with the karban tamid shel shachar. That's the first official karban. There's other avodos that we do, like chumas hadeshen, cleaning some of the ashes off the mizbeach. But the first karban that we bring is the karban tamid shel shachar. That is kickoff for the day in the Beis HaMikdash. They then bring all their karbanos, and then the last karban of the day is the karban tamid shel bein arbayim. After the karban tamid shel bein arbayim, no more karbanos can be brought. Karbanos are not brought at night. Some of the extra fats and limbs are burned on the mizbeach at night, but no karbanos are brought after the karban tamid. So the karban tamid shel bein arbayim is usually brought at the end of the day, and that's when we daven mincha, towards the end of the day, which we assume is right before Shkia. Now, what about Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach is the exception to this rule. The Karban Pesach was brought after the Karban Tumid Shel Bein Arba'im. It's the only Karban that's brought after the Karban Tumid Shel Bein Arba'im. So in order to be able to have time to do the Karban Pesach, they would bring the Karban Tumid as early as possible. They would bring it right after, right at the beginning of Mincha time, which is 12:30 on a 6-to-6 day, half hour after Chatzos. They would bring the Karban Tumid, and then right away, that should have been the end of the day for Karbanos. And it is. If anyone else wanted to bring a Karban, that they, you know, a Chatos, or whatever, they wouldn't allow them to bring it, because that's it. The day's over for Karbanos, except for Karban Pesach. So on Erev Pesach, they would start doing Karban Pesach at that time. So that is when there is this Isser Asiyas Malacha. Not in the morning, because in the morning, you can't bring a Karban Pesach in the morning. Karban Pesach can only be brought after the Karban Tumid, Shel Bein Arba'im. And therefore, starting from that point and on, which theoretically then shouldn't be Chatzos. It's a little bit of a weakness with this Shita. It shouldn't be Chatzos. It should be half hour after Chatzos. Because they have to first bring the Karban Tumid Shel Bein Arba'im, and then they can bring the Karban Pesach. So that is the reason why there is an Isser Asiyas Malacha, because just like when you bring a Karban that day, you're Asser Asiyas Malacha, and you're Asser the whole day. Because the whole day is Roy for the Karban. So for you that day, there's an Isser Asiyas Malacha. For Karban Pesach, it only starts at Chatzos. Why does it only start at Chatzos? Because that's the only, that's when, or 12:30, that's because that's when you're able to bring the Karban Pesach. Now the Gemara asks, wait a second, doesn't that mean that every day there should be an Isser Malacha? Because every day we bring a Karban Tumid, which is a Karban Tzibor. So if every one of us, because we're all part of the Tzibor, if every one of us is bringing a Karban Tumid, the Karban Tumid is being brought on behalf of all of us. So that means every day we're bringing a Karban, which means that every day there should be an Isser Asiyas Malacha. Gemara talks about that and says, yeah, but that's impossible. So therefore they established Mishmaros. Mishmaros are representatives, right? That's, you say that in davening. Are you familiar with what that means? The Ma'amados and the Mishmaros. We say the Kohen will return to his Mishmar, the Levi to his Duchan, and the Yisrael to his Ma'amadon. What does that mean? What's the Ma'amados? The Ma'amados were Yisraelim that were chosen to represent everyone in Klal Yisrael. So they would pick a group, and that group would come to the Beis HaMikdash and stand by the Karban. Some of them would stay in the Shul and Davin. Some would go to the Beis HaMikdash. These are Mishnayos at the end of Maseches Tainus. And that's where they would stand, and they would represent Klal Yisrael. So if you were one of the representatives, Enoch and Ami, there might be an Isser Malacha that day. But if you're everybody else, so then you're able to do Malacha. Yeah. Where's your cell phone? Not sure. Okay, just close the door. Okay, so this is the opinion of Tosfos. And sure enough, according to Tosfos, this is only after Chatzos. Seemingly before Chatzos, it's still a Minog. And the question is why? Why do we have a minog not to do malacha in the beginning of the day? I mean, it's a machlokas. Some places had a minog and some places didn't have a minog. One second, Jonah. So why were there some places that did not, that had a minog? If the carbon's only being brought in the afternoon, so what's the shaychus? Why should there be an Isser Malacha, at least a minog, not to do malacha in the morning? So it could be that it's not connected. It's not connected. It's for some other reason. We're about to see Rashi's reason. Maybe it's for Rashi's reason. Maybe it's for some other reason. But there is I saw in a Sefer, the Or Chadash, I think was the name of the Sefer, that he writes that there is an opinion of the B'nai B'Seira that Karban Pesach can be brought already from the morning. So maybe those who have an Isra Asiyas Malacha in the morning of Erev Pesach are being Choshesh for the opinion of the B'nai B'Seira. But be that as it may, that's the reason, according to Tosfos, why we have an Isra Asiyas Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, because it was the day that you're bringing your Karban, and therefore there's an Isra Asiyas of Asiyas Malacha. Yes, Mr. Morris.
Surely there should only be an Isra Malacha from when you bring your Karban, not from when everyone's allowed to bring their Karban.
Why, surely?
Similar to the question that we said on Isra Achila, because it's only your Karban when the Shliach shechts your Karban.
Right, but the idea is that on the day, I hear that, And you even see that a little bit in the Gemara, because the Gemara there in the Yerushalmi says, what? You're going to, it's like almost like not proper. You're going to be doing malacha while they're bringing your karban. But the Gemara there says, in the Hemshech there, when it asks about an ola, the Gemara there says, no, the whole time that's roy to be brought, we already consider that as like a miksas yantiv for you. It's like a mikzas yantiv. It's brought down as a Maimer Mordechai, which is a famous Peirushan Shulchan Aruch. The Maimer Mordechai says that's the reason why when there's a bris, that's the reason why the Bala Bris gets dressed up and everything like that, because it's a yantiv for him. There's certain things that we do that when you're doing them, it turns that day into your own private yantiv. Okay, that's Tosfos. If you look at Rashi...
Wait, really, could it be that we're being choshesh for the opinion we see in Bava Kama that I think it's Rabbi Huda or something like that who says that anything that's fit to be slaughtered or to be sprinkled is already sprinkled?
You mean it's Kilu, it was done already?
Yeah, it's like,
That's a fancy way to say it. I don't know if you have to go that far, that you have to use that mechanism, but you could perhaps suggest that mechanism as their explanation. Very good. Excellent. See that? That's how you start to become a Talmud Chacham. I hope it's okay. I point you out for a second, Jonah. As you learn Gemaras, and as you get material, then as you're learning other things, you start to realize like, oh, you know, maybe that principle we learned over here can apply over here and explain what's going on over here. So excellent, very good. Okay, that's the opinion of Tosfos. Rashi, if you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, how many of you got a chance to see the Rashi? Anyone get to see the Rashi? So Rashi says, Kadesh lo yatarid b'malacha. We don't want you to be if you're able to go to work, so you're going to go to work. And what are you going to be focusing on? You're going to be focusing on work. And you might forget to burn your chametz. You might forget to shech the Karban Pesach. You might forget to bake matzahs. And then you're not going to be ready for Yontif. So what is Rashi coming to explain in this Rashi? What's the pashtus of Rashi? What's he coming to explain? What's he commenting on, Yair?
Why midday before midday, some people have the minhag to not do malacha.
Exactly. He is commenting on the Gemara or the Mishnah, which teaches that there is a minhag in some places not to do malacha in the morning. And Rashi says, yeah, because we don't want you to be tarred with malacha. But if you look in the Magid Mishnah, commenting on the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah understood that Rashi was not only explaining why there's an Isser on the morning of Erev Pesach, but he was also explaining why there's an Isser on the afternoon of Erev Pesach. And what's the reason? The reason is because if you're working on the afternoon, for sure, if you go to work in the afternoon, that's going to start jeopardizing things like Shechitas HaPesach. Because you're supposed to be Shechting the Pesach. You're not supposed to be at the office. And to say, oh, whatever, I'll just work until 3 and then I'll quickly like hop over to the Beis HaMikdash and get the carbon in quickly before Yontif. What happens when you're like stuck in negotiations and you're looking at your clock, it's 3:30, it's 3:45, it's 4 o'clock, it's 4:15. We don't want that. So says the Magid Mishnah, at least he understood that Rashi wasn't just explaining the Isser Malacha before Chatzos. He was also explaining the Isser Malacha after Chatzos. And if you learn like that, so then there's a very strong connection between the actual Isser after Chatzos and the Minog before Chatzos. And what is that? That some communities were extra machmir and they extended the Isser Malacha. There's an Isser Malacha for sure at Chatzos, because that's already the time of Shechitas HaPesach. And that's the D'oraisa time of burning your chametz already. For sure, then you can't be working. And some communities said, you know what? We don't want you working in the morning either, because what's going to happen? If you work in the morning, you might get stuck in the office, and it'll lead into the afternoon. So therefore, they extended it. It's an extension of the Ikar Adin. Now, the only thing that helps the Magid Mishnah a little bit is the fact that Rashi threw in there Shechitas HaPesach. The fact that Rashi threw in Shechitas HaPesach does help the Magid Mishnah a little bit when he suggests that Rashi was also explaining the Isser after Chatzos. And just to highlight what I'm trying to draw as a distinction between Rashi and Tosfos, according to Tosfos, the Isser after Chatzos is a special din. You have a yontif because you're bringing a carbon. What about the minug before? Okay, so maybe the minug before is because what Rashi wrote. We don't want you to be tarud. And that means that there's zero relationship, or there's no real relationship, no fundamental relationship between the minug before and the din after Chatzos. The minug before is for one reason, that you shouldn't be tarud. The din after, oh, that's because it's like a mixas yantiv for you, because you're bringing a carbon. That is Tosfos. Of course, if you learn, like the Sefer Or Chadash suggested, that before Chatzos, it's because the B'nai B'Seira hold, you can also bring the Karban Pesach then there's a fundamental connection. But according to Rashi, if the Magid Mishnah is right in Rashi, then for sure there's a fundamental connection. The din after Chatzos is Shlo Yatarud, and the minhag before Chatzos is also Shlo Yatarud. The question is, how concerned do we have to be that you might be Tarud? Now the Magid Mishnah rejects Rashi, because he says he doesn't think that's enough to generate an actual Isser. If it was enough, then we would seemingly need to find such a thing by Sukkos as well. Now Sukkos also has important things that need to be done on Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkos. You have to make a sukkah. You have to get your lulav and esrog ready. You have to decorate the sukkah. There's a lot of things to do. So why isn't there an Isser, an actual formal Isser Malach on Erev Sukkos in order to make sure that you're not tarud and Sukkos doesn't start and, oh gosh, I don't have a sukkah because I was in the office. I never got a lulav and esrog because I was in the office. So therefore, the Magid Mishnah rejects Rashi. Now, the Tzlach, the Noda B'Yehuda, this is Tzlach number 6 for the Yizman, I think. So the Tzlach, he just rejects the Magid Mishnah. He says, you're totally misunderstanding Rashi. Rashi obviously agrees with Tosfos. It's Yerushalmi. The Isser after Chatzos is because you're bringing a carbon during that time. Rashi was only coming to explain before Chatzos. Oh, why does he throw Shlitas HaPesach in? Because if you're Tarid on Erev before Chatzos, you might get so busy that you end up not bringing the Karban Pesach after Chatzos. But the Isser Malacha after Chatzos is not because of Tarud. So the Tzlach just rejects the Magid Mishnah completely. But Lamaisa, the Magid Mishnah does say what he says, and the Pnei Yeshua tries to answer up the Magid Mishnah's kasha. The Pnei Yeshua says, okay, you know what? Let's accept that the Magid Mishnah is right. The reason for Rashi, the reason why there's an Isser Malacha after Chatzos is because of Tarud. Okay, so then why don't we have it by Sukkos? So says the Pnei Yeshua, because Sukkos is very different than Pesach. To build a sukkah is not something you do, you know, 2 hours before Yontif. You start building your sukkah days before. A week before, 2 weeks before. And the same thing with the lulav and esrog. No one's buying their lulav and esrog, you know, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Sukkos. This is things that you took care of before. So he accepts the Pnei Yeshua that maybe the Magid Mishnah is right about Rashi. But the kasha that he asks is not a good kasha. Okay, one last opinion, and that's the opinion of the Pnei Yeshua himself. Pnei Yeshua defends Rashi, but then the Pnei Yeshua itself says, maybe the reason why there's an Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos has nothing to do with what the Yerushalmi said, because you're bringing a carbon. And it doesn't have to do with being Tarud, but rather it's because of an amazing Ha'ara that once you hear this, this will change the way you look at Pesach for the rest of your life. So listen in, because this, when I heard this the first time, it changed my perspective of Pesach. Not like in a deep philosophic way, but just when you read the Psukim, it's just so glaring now. You know, we call the holiday, in Davening, we call it Chag HaMatzos. So is it Chag HaMatzos or is it Pesach? So if you look in the Torah, there's an amazing thing. In Parshas HaMoados, which is Perek Chaf Gimel of Vayikra, in Parshas Emor, the Torah tells us, Eile Moadei Hashem. These are the holidays. And then the next pasuk says, right afterwards, we're told, B'chodesh HaRishon, B'arba'o Asar L'chodesh, okay, that's Yom HaRishon, B'arba'o Asar L'chodesh, that's the 14th, that's Erev Pesach, Bein HaArbayim, in the afternoon, Pesach L'Hashem, end of pasuk. Now, I always assumed that Pesach L'Hashem meant Karban Pesach. On the afternoon of the 14th is when you bring the Karban Pesach. We don't actually bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach itself. We eat the Karban Pesach on Pesach. We eat it that night after nightfall. But the Shechita and the bringing of the Karban, that's done on the afternoon. So what does that pasuk mean? B'chodesh HaRishon B'arba Asar L'chodesh Bein HaArbayim Pesach L'Hashem. Says the Netziv, you know what that pasuk means? That pasuk means that on the afternoon, Pesach L'Hashem means it's a holiday called Pesach. The holiday of Pesach is on the 14th in the afternoon, before what we call Passover begins. And you know what? The afternoon before Passover is Pesach. And starting that night is Chag HaMatzos. It's, I don't want to say two different holidays, because they're obviously connected to each other. But that's what the Netziv learns, and he says, because that's, the Torah just said, Elam O'adei Hashem, these are the holidays. And then it says, on the 14th, is Pesach Hashem. So Eitan Pfeiffer, isn't it an amazing thing? There's a holiday called Pesach. You know what it is? It's Erev Pesach. That's the holiday of Pesach. Indeed, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if a person, Lo Aleinu, is sitting Shiva, you stop at Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. Meaning, let's say it's only day four of Shiva. Normally, you sit close to Yontif, like an hour before Yontif, and then Yontif ends Shiva. So you get up and you shower and you get ready for Yontif. Right? Shabbos doesn't end it, because there's always a Shabbos during 7 days. So Shiva continues during Shabbos, even though we don't do outward acts of mourning, but Shiva continues after Shabbos. But Yontif ends Shiva. So when do you think it should end? By Sukkot, it ends an hour before Yontif. But by Pesach, it ends at Chatzos. Says the Gra on that Shulchan Aruch, he quotes this Pasuk. B'chodesh Rishon b'arba osar l'chodesh b'en arbayim Pesach l'Hashem. What's he getting at? What he's suggesting is that Pesach is a holiday, and it starts at Chatzos. It's the holiday of bringing the Karban Pesach, and it's called Pesach, and it's its own holiday. So says the Pnei Yeshua, well, based on these ideas, maybe that's the reason why there's an Isser Malacha. There's an Isser Malacha, at least to the degree that we find an Isser Malacha by Chol HaMoed, there's an Isser Malacha because it's a holiday. So on the holiday of Pesach, we have an Isser Malacha. Okay. According to him, what's the reason why we have an Isser, why is there a Minog on Erev? So I don't know, you have to either say it's for an independent reason, like Tirda, or you have to say that they instituted some type of shmira on this holiday. And they said, you know what, don't just stop Malacha at Chatzos, stop earlier. All right, Lemaisa, just to be misakem, we end up seeing that the Isser after Chatzos, we have three possibilities. We either have the idea of the Yerushalmi, because that's when you're bringing your karbon. Special idea, because you're bringing a karbon. So there's an Isser Malacha, because you're bringing a karbon. Possibility number two is Rashi, according to the Magen Mishnah, because Tirda. It's so not fundamental. It's just that we don't want you to get absorbed, says an Isser Malacha. Or the Pnei Yeshua, based on the Gra and the Netziv. I mean, the Netziv lived way after the Gra, Pnei Yeshua, but at least in terms of learning, based on this idea that the Netziv said in the Psukim, it's because it's a holiday. Forget about the fact that you're bringing a karbon. I know that's why it's a holiday. But what generates the Isser Malacha is not Dinei Karbonos. What generates the Isser Malacha is the fact that it's a Moed. And I'll tell you, a very interesting nafkamina might be, what if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? So, should we be makdim this Isser Malacha to Erev Shabbos? Which is not the 14th, now it's the 13th. So if you learn like Rashi that it's because of Tirda, so then, yeah, there's still an issue of Tirda. Because everything needs to be ready before Shabbos. Because Shabbos goes right into Yontif. So you have to be ready for Yontif on Erev Shabbos. So maybe there would be a justification to extend this Isser to Erev Shabbos, even though it's the 13th. But if it's because it's the day of bringing the Karbon, or it's a Moed, well, that has no Shaychus to the 13th. You're not bringing your Karbon on the 13th. You're not, 13th is not a Moed.